As the world gets warmer and wetter, you can count on more lightning strikes. So says new research out of UC Berkeley that was released earlier today. David Romps is an atmospheric scientist, and Callan led the study. He joins us on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline now. Tell us more about your data. What were you looking for, and what did you find?
Well, we wanted to find out what lightning would be doing in the future over the U.S. And the upshot of the study was that we found that lightning is projected to increase by 50% over the 21st century. So for every two lightning strikes in 2000, we're going to get three lightning strikes in 2100.
Okay, if I sound like I know what I'm talking about, it's only because I was just reading some background material about your work. At the crux of this is water vapor.
Yes, that's what it boils down to. So we the first thing we did was we looked at two variables that we hypothesized would have some connection to lightning, and one of those was precipitation rate, basically a measure of how much storm activity there is, and the other is storm energy, which tells us how quickly those storm clouds rise. And what the models are telling us is that the storm clouds are going to be much more energetic in the future. They're going to rise more quickly. And that goes back to some fundamental physics of water. As we warm the air, that air can hold more water vapor, and that water vapor is the fuel for thunderstorms. So, and not only does the air hold more water, but the amount of water vapor in the air grows exponentially with temperature. So we can get this big response from thunderstorms with what sounds like a relatively small change in temperature.
So why are there going to be more thunderstorms?
So we looked at these two variables, and they correspond to the two things you need to make lightning. So let's imagine you are cooking up a storm, and I mean that literally. You would need two ingredients. One would be to have water, vapor, and liquid and ice all mixed together up in the atmosphere. And the other ingredient you need is to have these clouds rising quickly enough to loft that liquid and ice into the air and keep it suspended. And so as we increase the temperatures and we have more of this water vapor fuel lying around for thunderstorms to gobble up, the thunderstorms, when they get triggered, grow in a more explosive way and can loft more water and ice up into the atmosphere and keep it suspended for longer. And that then generates the electric fields in clouds that eventually get dissipated by these lightning strikes.
And Professor, in terms of the import of all this, there are two key factors. One is the impact on humans, and anywhere from hundreds to thousands of people can die from these lightning strikes. And then also you've got wildfires.
Wildfires is definitely the thing that comes to mind, I think, most readily when you think about impacts here. Half of the wildfires in the U.S. are triggered by lightning, and the wildfires that are triggered by lightning are often the most difficult to deal with because they can be started far from the nearest firefighter. So we certainly care about changes in lightning for that reason. What we don't know at this point is what the geographical distribution of that lightning increase is going to be. So we can't say, for example, at this point, what the increase would be in California and what it might mean for wildfires. But that's going to be the next step for us, to figure out how this is distributed in space and also in the season.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your research. David Romps, atmospheric scientist at Cal.